morning.
Good morning.
Excuse me. The table. It's a piece of furniture containing or consisting of a smooth slab fixed on legs. But it's really more than that. When Shell and I were first married, we had very little furniture, as probably some of you, when you were first married. All we had was a couch and a bed, and I think we had a small dresser. We lived in New Jersey in a small apartment, didn't have much room. We were always on the lookout for something to add to our very eclectic, you know, set of furniture. We were out walking one day, and on the street was a table and a set of four chairs. We were ecstatic. It was on the street, okay, if that tells you anything. It was not in the best of shape, and I'm sure the family that put it there had used it for many years and probably had a lot of good stories around it. Fortunately, it was near our apartment because we had to carry it back in, and by the way, up three flights of stairs. That was 30 years ago. I look young, don't I? No, thank you, thank you. We still have that table. Every meal we've had in our home with our family has been around that table. It has been scratched, painted, stained, moved, scratched, painted, stained, and moved again, and I could keep going. It has been a place for homework, school projects, folding laundry, repairing lawn equipment, and that's where the stained, moved, painted, and scratched came from. We've carved pumpkins, we've laid out Christmas ornaments, we've had birthdays. We've had hard talks, we've cried, we've argued, and we've laughed. There's been silence. There's been a lot of remembering. And I think you know, if you've been around your table, you've experienced all of that. But the biggest part of it and the most that we remember is the remembering, the talking about our day, the talking about past, and especially when bigger families are together. And of course, meals. If we were eating, it was at that table. We ate together and never apart. That is where we connected. Jesus connected with his disciples at the table. In Matthew 26, starting verse 20, and this will be in the Message version, so you can't follow the wording. I like this version. It's kind of new, the way we talk and the way we think. It says, after sunset, he and the 12 were sitting around the table. During the meal, he said, I have something hard but important to say to you. One of you is going to hand me over to the conspirators. They were stunned, and then began to ask one another, is it me? Is it me, Master? Jesus answered, the one who hands me over is someone I eat with daily, one who passes the food at the table. In one sense, the Son of Man is entering into a way of treachery, well marked by the scriptures. No surprises here. In another sense, that man who turns himself in turns traitor to the Son of Man. Better never to have been born than to do this. Then Judas, already turned traitor, said, it isn't me, is it, Rabbi? Jesus said, don't play games with me, Judas. During the meal, Jesus took and blessed the bread. He broke it and gave it to his disciples. He said, take and eat. This is my body. Taking the cup and thanking God, he gave it to them. Drink this, all of you. This is my blood. God's new covenant poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I will not be drinking wine from this cup again until that new day when I drink with you in the kingdom of my Father. They sang a hymn and went directly to the Mount of Olives. Today, we're invited to come to the table. We may laugh, we may cry, we may argue, we may be silent. But this is where we connect with Jesus. We remember what sacrifice he did for us, what he went through for us, and what that we can gather around at our own table and rejoice in the freedom from sin. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you for the table that we can gather around, that we can remember what Jesus did for us. Remember what you allowed him to do, that what that means to us, the freedom from sin. That God, we remembered on this day and hopefully every day so that you can forget our sin. Bless this cup, bless this bread. Be with us, God, guide us. It's in your Son's name I pray.